Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, Ed Sheeran finally won a copyright trial. It's been dragging on for years. It was alleged, as you know, his 2014 hit Thinking Out Loud bore striking similarities to Marvin Gaye's classic Let's Get It On. Which it does, but not to the point of infringing the copyright. And let's face it, a lot of songs do sound like one another. And here to tell us about some of them is TV and radio producer Owen Sweeney. Owen,
how are you?
Good afternoon. It's inevitable, isn't it? There's so many songs at this stage.
Absolutely. There's so many songs. People have consciously or unconsciously been influenced by records that they grew up with or hear on the radio or whatever. So many people, Prince included, can come up with a tune and turn to his engineer and go, has this been written before?
Keith so they Richards, don't realise they're doing
no,
it.
No, well, you know, they people who write books kind of don't read other books when they're going to write their own books because, you know, dialogue's just going to, it has to filter in somehow.
Yeah.
One would imagine. Now, obviously, as you say, it's only when the song becomes a massive hit.
Okay.
And usually it's when there's an estate involved. The Marvin Gaye estate obviously have been quite busy in the courts
active,
lately.
Yeah,
very active. He's been dead since 1984, so he's exonerated and all of this. The famous old adage in the music business is where there's a hit, there's a writ.
Okay, will we start with George Harrison's
It's a Classic.
My Sweet Lord? Production value is very different, but the core song, I kind of thought it was an acknowledged cover version, like when I was a kid the first time I heard
it's hard to sing My Sweet Lord in your head without singing He's
Du-lang,
So Fine.
Du-lang, Du-lang,
exactly
Du-lang.
Right. It was the first Beatle solo number one in 1970, I think it was. In 1976, the 6 years Brendan, the court case lumbered on. He lost, various amounts are quoted left, right and centre. He's even quoted as saying he never made a penny from that record. It's all in escrow. $1.5 million or whatever back royalties to the songwriters. The songwriter himself was dead, of course, as it often happens. But his publishers...
fess up, kind of.
George, well, the judge, I think, was kind of generous. George said it was unconscious and the judge kind of went along with him, but it took about 5 years for him to lose $1.5 million. But however, he went on to make Monty Python movies, so, you know.
Here's one I didn't know because I didn't really know the start of this song, right?
Yes.
The Hollies, The Air That I Breathe. Will we tell people what it is first?
Will we play? Because it's such...
Okay.
Because it's not just kind of pop songs. It's cool, groovy indie kids as well.
Yeah, so this is one of the biggest alternative rock bands of the British of the last 20 years.
Absolutely.
Can you hear their breakthrough hit in The Hollies, The Air That I Breathe here? Yeah, I was just going to give people a hint there, like, so.
Oh, you're going to sing along?
Yeah, well, I thought if we could have overlaid ourselves there on that. So
I'm not singing at this hour, Brendan.
Yeah, did we get it? Did we get it enough there?
It's Tom York warbling away the Creep Radiohead.
Yeah. And it's uncanny.
It's almost exactly the same, isn't it? I mean, you can't deny that. And so much so that Albert Hammond and Mike Hazlewood, who wrote The Air That I Breathe for the Hollies, which of course is not the grooviest source material for a band as cred as Radiohead to use. Now, I know they don't like playing Creep because, you know, it's early Radiohead and, you know, kind of a bit, you know, grungy or whatever. But also, if you look at the liner notes of the album now, any copy of Pablo Honey, their debut album, it credits Radiohead and Mike Hazlewood Albert Hammond as songwriters. So half of that income is gone.
Okay, now another one I didn't know about. So Joe Satriani.
Yeah, he's a niche taste, Brendan, to be fair.
Yeah.
He's a guitar, what would you say, kind of long-haired rock. Oh God, I sound like I'm slagging them off now. Guitar instrumental metal god, do you know? Very much, he doesn't sing, so it's all instrumental albums of screeching, wailing guitar. Think Eddie Van Halen without Michael Jackson.
Okay, so wait till you hear this now. Even I never knew his song, but listen to him and Coldplay together here. Joe coming in. I can bang the rights there. Fair play to Joe Satriani.
He probably
made more money in his whole career.
This is absolutely it. And so fair play to him. It was settled out of court, as these things often are. And Radiohead, God, Coldplay still got their Grammy. Viva La Vida, Viva La Vida.
Yeah, and look, Coldplay have plenty of money from all their other bland classics anyway. Listen, this is another one. People might know this, right? They will know Nirvana's Come As You Are.
Yes.
But who knew that Killing Joke had been there before? This is Killing Joke.
This is Killing Joke now, yeah. 80s. I think it's fair to say Kurt Cobain was like, don't release it as a single, lads. They'll only hear it.
Yeah.
And they did hear it. And in fairness to Jazz Coleman and his three pals, they kind of went, nah, you're all right. It probably wasn't. Yeah, they didn't go after them for money. It is exact. Now, in fairness, it is the intro, but it's the main riff of the song, isn't
it? And it's done in a similar way.
Oh, yeah, which it even sounds, the effects on the guitar sound the same. And even Kurt Cobain is kind of, you know, there's water running down in the video. It has that kind of watery sound to the guitar as well, obviously, which is what the video director was going
off. Oh, yeah. So you brought a synesthetic notion into this.
Well, I try, Brendan, I try.
But in fairness, the Killing Joke probably never made a huge amount of money. So nice of them to do that. What's her name? The one from New Zealand who had that song,
Lord.
Solar Power. Lord. Mm. She basically got onto George Michael's estate and Primal Scream when she released her song, Solar Power. And apparently Bobby Gillespie said, look, I've stolen everything I've ever done. Take it away, Mrs.
He wasn't lying. But that's exactly what's happening. There are forensic musicologists employed nowadays and making a very healthy living. Employed on both sides of this by, I suppose, publishers, by songwriters, to kind of see if other people have interpolated their songs.
So ambulance chasers,
exactly,
basically.
Exactly, yes. Okay. Yeah, IP, the famous, the lawyers are there with the IP. And then likewise, I suppose, the likes of, as you say, Lord or indeed Taylor Swift, who kind of went, are people point out, oh, that sounds a bit like such and such. Maybe you should get in touch with them before we release it. And
Tell me about Taylor Swift. Yeah. Now, I don't see this one.
Do you not? Oh, well, it's kind of an interesting one. This is, I mean, Taylor Swift can't do anything wrong and everything she releases is going to be a massive hit. This is Look What You Made Me Do and Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy is basically the source material here. What I love about this is they have been quoted, they told a few tales out of school where basically said, our management got in touch and said, you know, a megastar was looking to use kind of, you know, for clearance and stuff. Mm. And then kind of they kept asking questions. So obviously they were being a bit coy about who it was.
Oh, okay.
Because,
yeah,
you know, it's like Taylor Swift, just cash registers going off, like the start of, you know, kind of Money by Pink Floyd. But yeah, if you want to play this one, this is kind of I'm Too Sexy. Again, it's, can you hear it? You know,
I'm not sure about
it's a
this
limited
one.
Palette we're working with in pop. So,
okay,
you know.
So this is Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. What you just made me do, look what you just made me do. Oh no, I can hear I'm Too Sexy there.
She's saying
it's the rhythm.
No, it's the rhythm of how she's saying
the
words.
Exactly.
But for God's sake, how many rhythms are there to say a word?
Well, so this is it. And they're 3 minute pop songs, Owen, Brendan, so it is quite.
Hang on, if I said to you, Owen, tell me the next song, tell me the next song, am I suddenly infringing Right Said Fred?
In my shirt, in this shirt that I'm wearing. That's interesting. Can we mention very quickly, because we won't play it, but Robin Thicke and Marvin Gaye, that was a huge court case. It was 7.5 million initially and then I believe lowered to about 5 million. You can imagine how much money they made off that song to be able to pay the Marvin Gaye estate. Again, $5 million. But that wasn't so much the melody, it wasn't so much the words, it was the vibe of the song, the feel, quote unquote, the feel. And it does sound, the intro, you know, it's kind of the background, sounds like a party, which is how the song begins, the Robin Thicke song, Blurred Lines, and the Marvin Gaye Got to Give It Up Part One sounds the same. So that wasn't just, you know, like Led Zeppelin got away with quote unquote Stairway to Heaven, and you know, did they rip off the prog track by Taurus, or by Spirit, song Taurus, but because that was only based on the actual copyrighted music. So the actual notes, were they the same? No, they weren't. If you hear the two records side by side, they sound remarkably similar.
Okay. So Blurred Lines was like they took the essence,
the vibe.
Is all very. Now,
so it's dangerous. It's dangerous. You know, if you're writing a song, it's dangerous territory, basically. You know,
it really is because, as Ed Sheeran has been saying, there's only so many notes, so many chords.
And they're 3.5 minute songs or 4 minute songs. You can only do so much with them. Yeah.
Can we mention one for the aficionados here? New Order, Dreams Never End, which is from, I think, it's from Movement, Disaster, yeah, Power, Corruption,
number
and
one,
Lies,
yeah,
early
movement,
on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And The Cure, In Between Days. Now,
If New Order
chose to go after The Cure, yeah, they could basically sue them for their whole career.
Exactly.
But did they zero in on this one?
You know the way, like, The Factory took all Hookie and Barney's money, like, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they could have basically got all that money back. No, they didn't go near them. I don't know why. I suppose it's very much Factory Records and Tony Wilson, that kind of cool vibe.
But there is
a remarkable similarity to this. I mean, it's a slow build to
We're not going to subject people to this. But look, I would say pick every second Cure song and it's in order. Song, but I would say that.
Let's finish
up on Bruno Mars, who he took a kind of an interesting approach to all this.
Yeah, it's interesting. And again, we're talking about kind of songwriters. Bruno Mars' biggest hit, I suppose, is Uptown Funk with Mark Ronson, which again won a Grammy. Mark Ronson preempted by having 11 songwriters credited on that. You know, so basically, don't sue me. I'll give you all money.
Okay.
And which the Gap Band could retire on that. I probably have. But Bruno Mars, if you play this, there's only one band it could be. But I suppose it's not. I always think it's kind of rocking on or whatever, but it's also Walking on the Moon. It's basically all those first two album
and Bruno Mars basically put his
hand up and kind of said, look, I grew up in the Police and, you know, I just wanted a song that kind of hits you from the start. And this is the other thing, musicians are being told now not to mention their influences. Because, you know, if the family are listening, it's like, oh, hang on a second, let's just check all these album tracks just to see if something might sound like one of my dad's records. Back
really
in the day,
so
kids
another,
could go to
another
college.
Thing being ruined by lawyers.
I tell you.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so let's finish up. So this is Locked Out of Heaven, and this is Bruno Mars, Bang to Rights on the Police. Owen Sweeney, thank you very much.
You're